Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, I received an invitation for you all to apply for a business loan.
Okay. Give me one sec, sorry. How are you doing today?
All right, how are you?
Pretty good. All right, give me one sec. Okay, and what is the 16-digit code that what's on that?
It's it's 2311 0801 0023 0022.
Okay. And I have LC McKenzie Harvesting, LLC?
That's correct.
Okay. And is it Lewis I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I'm showing your phone number is 772-267-0254.
That's correct.
And is that the number you're calling from right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. And I have the address of the business, 1100 North 39th Street in Fort Pierce, Florida.
That's correct.
Okay, great. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Well, I'm trying to expand a little bit. I need to try to set up another picking crew. And I need to expand a little bit.
Okay, so for expansion, and I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you were looking to do.
Yeah, I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking to expand a little bit. I need to purchase, you know, equipment and different stuff like that.
Oh, okay, perfect. And how long have you had the business?
Since 2012.
Okay. And how is everything going so far?
You know how it is in business, it's up and down.
Yeah. Okay. And so what does your business do exactly?
Citrus contracting, like with the citrus fruit, like oranges and grapefruit, lemons.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Now, in terms of the equipment, was there certain pieces you're looking to bring on?
Well, I'm going to need to purchase a van and a loader machine and, like, some picking tubs, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is this equipment you have currently and you're looking to replace it, or you just need to add it on?
I need to add it on.
You need to add it on. Okay. And will that allow you to take on more business or just work more efficient?
It will allow me to get more business, more jobs.
Okay, perfect. And what is the cost of these pieces? Do you happen to know?
I'm thinking that maybe about $35,000.
Okay. And that would be for everything?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to apply for $35,000 loan.
Okay. Are you looking to get the van new or used?
Used.
Used. Okay. And are you getting that through a vendor or a private party?
Well, I haven't really started looking yet because I didn't have the funds.
Okay. No problem.
Hello?
Yes. Is that my phone, BB?
Yeah, I was getting
or is it?
No, that was my phone. I'm getting another call on another line.
Oh. I have a new phone system, so I don't, I'm not quite familiar with it, so I thought maybe it was mine. Okay. Perfect. So we do a lot of equipment financing. It's kind of our bread and butter here. Okay, so 2012, so that's good. You're kind of at that point where you're not considered a startup still, so I think you should hopefully qualify for some better rates. How is your personal credit?
It's in the 600s.
Okay. Perfect. And then are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your time frame for getting the equipment?
Well, I'm trying to do something within the next 2 or 3 weeks here.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And is that the only items that you're looking to bring on at this point?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
We did about $260,000.
Okay, great. So have you done equipment financing before through the business?
No.
Okay. So the way it would work is you would send us quotes or invoices for the pieces you want, and then we would pay all your vendors directly, and you'd have just one loan with a monthly payment, and we can do loan terms between 2 to 5 years.
Okay. So what if I want to buy from a private owner?
So we can do that probably just for the van. I don't know if we can do the other pieces through a private owner.
See, the thing is, when I'm telling you about a loader machine,
mm-hmm.
actually what it is that there's a guy that I know that's going out of business.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to try to buy some stuff from him because I could probably get it, you know, pretty reasonable.
Okay.
And, like, the loaders, people usually make loaders. You don't really, like, go to a retailer to buy one, you know what I mean, what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Okay. So this is the thing. If he has proof that he owns that equipment, then we can do it. But we would need proof from the person you're purchasing it from that they are the owner. So a original receipt, something like that showing that they are the owner of the equipment. And then if you can do that, we can do it. So it's easier with a titled vehicle because the title shows that they're the owner. When you come across other equipment through a private party, it gets a little tricky. So we can do it, but I just need you to know that we would have to have proof of that equipment.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you do, like, working capital loans?
We do, yes.
So, I mean, because I get, okay, basically what I'm trying to say is, like I told you about, I need picking mm-hmm. tubs. Like, I need picking tubs and I need ladders. And,
yeah. You
know, it's like I'm trying to figure out how that would work with what you're talking about because mm-hmm. usually what happens is a guy's been in business, say, 15, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's not going to have receipts for where he bought ladders 10 years ago. You get what I'm trying to say?
Oh, no, I know. That's why it gets tricky. Yeah. So I can do a working capital loan up to 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. And then you can do whatever you want with those funds, if you'd like.
Okay. Okay, well, let's try that way. Because.
Or you can do, say, just the van, finance the van traditionally, and then do working capital for the other pieces, if you want.
Yeah, okay. Okay, because that's going to kind of get tricky the way you're talking about it.
Yeah, it is. It gets very tricky. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
No.
No. Okay. All right. That might be a really good option for you. So let's do this. I'm going to send you an email, and I will include what we need for both programs.
Okay.
So I can use the same application and bank statements for both for equipment financing or working capital. And
okay.
Then we can maybe split it up, or you just let me know how you want to structure it, if you have something in mind. But we could probably do both if you wanted to.
Okay.
Okay. So it looks like we have an email address on file, mbiglu5@aol.com.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send the email over, and then all my direct contact info will be on there as well.
Okay.
Once you send that over, it usually takes a day to get you approved, and then we can kind of look at the options and see what's going to make the most sense, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
No, not really.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'll get this over here in a few minutes, and we can go from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.